meet some of the people here. You look at them, they look like Los Angeles, and they also look like a big portion of the unemployed.
Mayor Villaraigosa is talking about the students attending LA Trade Technical College. Here, classrooms don't mean a blackboard and desks. Instead, students get firsthand experience in areas like construction and car repair, fields that can lead to jobs even in this economy. That's what George Benuelos, who's studying diesel technology, is hoping. He says he's always been interested in cars, but the economy motivated him to learn more specific skills.
This is what the jobs are at right now. I'm trying to see if I get a job at either MTA or probably a truck company or something.
Training centers like the one at LA Trade Tech are part of a national effort to improve education and reduce unemployment. California's Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and Commerce, Brian McGowan, says the two goals go together.
There tends to be a separation between economic development and workforce development that shouldn't exist. The fact is that you're not going to grow your economy, you're not going to attract new businesses or retain businesses without a quality and trained workforce.
In Los Angeles, creating that workforce is crucial. Unemployment is above the national average, and 40% of residents have an eighth grade education or below. But U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis says L.A. is leading the nation in coordinating agencies to confront those problems head on. She especially praised efforts to create green or environmentally friendly jobs.
People ask me, Secretary of Labor, what is a green job? I look in this room and I can see it demonstrated here by hybrid engines, by biofuels. I see it by new techniques and technology that are going to help us reconfigure our workforce for the 21st century.
Solis says the Obama administration believes that innovation and job training needs to come from the regional level. Ariel Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.